Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. This week, host Dana Rodriguez with educator Lori Fisher and author Jerry Nachman.
Sure, you might. It's got to be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, by the way, and are just conscious enough, after all that turkey, to join us over the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we want you to call and participate. Very, very important. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All you have to do is listen, for the most part, and call in. And that number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. And we also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word strung together, MINDSOVERMATTER, mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. Always nice to hear from our listeners. We don't read them during the show, but feel free to email. And by the way, we got a lot of emails last week that our show was not put on the KLW website, David. And so that has to be done. So last Sunday's show should be put up. So
how many people called in about that?
Hundreds. Right? Nobody called in, but we had about 25.
Hundreds.
We had about 25 emails.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so yes. Anyway, so get that done. And if you would like to listen to our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And like a podcast of this show, hopefully it will be up there within the next few hours, at kalw.org. Okay, all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. I see our Union City line is all lit up. Here's the first. Jerry Nachman missed Black Friday and Blue Saturday, but is enjoying Gray Sunday.
Thank you, Dana. Lori Fisher was happy to put extra helpings of tryptophan on his mashed potatoes, turkey, and pumpkin pie, thus assuring incredibly long, restful naps during this season.
I think, yeah.
For which he has much to be grateful for.
You just woke up now, I think.
I'm not up yet.
All right.
And in honor of Cyber Monday, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be walking his dogs digitally.
All right.
Oh, is there Cyber Monday? I didn't
That's
know about
that. There's
a Cyber,
oh, Cyber Monday.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Did you give the phone numbers, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
By digitally, I mean I'm going to use my fingers on the leash. And yes, but I will give the phone numbers again, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. We'll begin the questioning with poor suffering Jerry Nachman.
Yes. Christianity and Islam are the world's two most popular religions. What is the world's third largest religious group?
You want it to be popular, huh? Using the word popular.
Yeah, what does popular mean?
Well, most populous, yeah. Maybe is a better word.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be surprised, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know. I would say Buddhism.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to go for a long shot. I'm going to assume it's not Judaism, right?
No.
Okay. How about Baha'i?
No.
Okay. That's my long shot.
No.
If you separate, can we separate Mormonism out from Christianity? Or
sure, you can.
Okay. Is that it?
No.
Okay.
No. So
well, I don't know if I can. I don't want to.
So it's not Buddhism. It's not the Baha'i. I thought that was a song in South Pacific. But.
Then it's Hindi. Hinduism.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that was going
to
be my
guess. Yeah, I thought I was trying to steal it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Not letting me waste that.
I set you up for that.
Okay. So, what do we have left? Not Shinto. That's
I doubt. I don't think
so. It.
No, that's the second one.
I can't read upside down anyway.
Note passing going on here.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. I got to think about
it. It's a good
this.
One for
All
the
right.
audience.
Read the question once more.
Christianity and Islam are the world's two most populous religions. What is the world's third largest religious group?
Not Rastafarianism, I guess.
No.
So, would it be a heresy of some kind to separate Catholicism out from Christianity, as some people do?
You can do that.
And is it Catholicism?
No.
No, I can't. You can't separate.
Well, Jerry said I could. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Christianity.
It's my question. I can do whatever I want.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that we won't get into.
In any case, it's not the answer.
Yeah. All right. And, Lori, why don't you go ahead, too?
All right. Well, since this is the week of eating turkey, I wondered about turkey and which country ate the most, and it's not the United States. So I have a three-part question. Which country has the most per capita consumption of A, turkey, B, meat as a whole, you know, just all the meats together, and C, pork? And none of them are the United States. So per capita intake.
Sorry, but you're not saying it's all the same country.
No, it's three different countries. One eats the most turkey, about twice as much as the United States. One eats the most pork, and one eats the most combined meat if you take all the poultry and meat and lamb.
And Well, England's a great meat-eating country. I'll say England for the last.
For the total meat?
Yeah.
Not England.
Okay.
Is the turkey-eating country a country where turkeys are native?
Oh. I don't know where the turkey is native to what
turkey
is native to turkey. I think this country, the turkey is not native to this country.
All right, I was going to say Canada for...
It's not Canada. Are turkeys native to Canada?
Well, if they're native
or
to
America?
Northern United States, I figure they're probably native to Canada,
it's
too.
It's not in North America.
Okay. I thought one of the big meat-eating countries was Argentina.
It is, but it's not first.
Okay.
So turkey, and what's the second one?
Turkey, pork. And total meat consumption. Yeah, pork.
I say Spain for pork.
Good guess. In the top five,
that's
but
a good,
not
that's
number
a good
one.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Leave it out there.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Harris, Union City.
Hello.
A couple of questions.
Yes.
The first one is, which two actors who played characters on Bewitched did voices for the animated feature film Charlotte's Web?
Once more.
Which two actors who played characters on Bewitched did voices for the animated feature film Charlotte's Web?
Okay.
Would you repeat that question,
yes.
Dana?
So which two actors played characters on Bewitched that also did voices for the animated feature?
Later did voices. It was after the series went off the air.
Okay. did voices for Charlotte's Web.
How about Agnes Moorehead?
Yep, that's one. And along with the other one.
Very good. Oh, Charlotte's Web. Maurice Evans.
No.
Ooh, that's good. So think of Bewitched actors.
Really? You think so? Paul Lynde.
Yes.
All right, David got
the voice of the rat.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't know he was on Bewitched.
Oh, he's Uncle Arthur.
Charlotte's Web is an animated cartoon?
First appeared on the show as a nervous driving instructor.
Oh, all right. What's your other question?
Here's why it's a little difficult for him. So, which James Bond novel briefly mentions Walt Disney?
Which James Bond novel, not movie, James Bond novel?
Briefly mentions Walt Disney.
Mentions Walt Disney.
How do you find these?
It's the same place we find
beyond
ours.
Trivia.
Unfortunately, I've never read any of the novels.
I've read them all.
Blue, the film of which it was made from, took place at Christmas.
I read them in 7th and 8th grade.
You read the James Bond novels?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
And I didn't know they were novels. Of course they were. Yeah.
Okay, so this one takes place at Christmas. Which
both the novel and the feature film.
I'll guess on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Very good.
Is that just because I remember that took place in wintertime?
The origin of Walt Disney's name, though, when Bond's doing research in order to pose as Sir Hilary Gray.
So all Bond was hanging out in the library, huh? That I don't remember.
Right.
It mentions Walt Disney, the origin, the original name, which is D-I-S-I-G-N-Y.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he's a French descendant. His ancestors are the Norman settlers Norman, not someone who served, whom settled in Ireland.
All right.
And in Canada.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll give you a couple questions here. Literary questions. What famous literary figure had once lived in the apartment where Sylvia Plath ended her life?
This is a fictional character?
No, real.
Oh,
real. A very famous author. I'll change it to author. What famous author had once lived in the apartment where Sylvia Plath ended her life?
Is this a British author?
It is a non-American author.
Yeah.
And she lived in, of course, she lived in London, right?
In England, yes.
In England,
yes.
Yeah.
She ended her life in London?
Yeah.
So it's not her husband, right?
Well, Ted Hughes is British, I figure.
Ended her life in the stove, I think. But,
yeah. But it's not Ted Hughes, her husband.
It is not Ted Hughes.
No, that's a good guess.
No.
Charles Dickens.
No.
Oh, is this before or after her?
Somebody very famous, though.
Yeah, but somebody before her or
before,
after?
Before
her.
Yes. What very famous author, and I'll make it even easier for you, what very famous poet had once lived in the apartment where Sylvia Plath ended her life?
How about Auden?
No.
All right.
Any other, one more guess?
So I guess
British poet. Let's see, who else?
Before her.
Before her, yeah. Auden was a good guess.
There's lots of British poets. There's lots of British poets. We
know
one who ended up in London.
None have come to mind.
It's a good one for the audience.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And second question. Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of what even more famous author?
Wow. Even more famous author?
Yes.
Virginia Woolf.
Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of what even more famous author, at least in that time period.
Wow.
So that would be somebody in the early 19th century?
Uh-huh. One guess.
One guess. Well, I'm not...
Don't squander.
You can give me many more than one guess. Okay.
If he says one guess, it must be pretty obvious. I mean, pretty prominent, not obvious.
Yeah.
Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of what equally, or if not more famous, author?
You didn't say man or woman, huh?
No, I did not.
Well, if it's a like 50 to 75 years before her, it's most likely a man, right?
Because yes, we're talking about right, that. Exactly. Yeah, right. Okay.
And it's going to be somebody like Fielding.
No.
Okay. Thomas Hardy.
No.
Oh, he's much earlier.
No, he's more of a contemporary.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a contemporary.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call.
Doing your good history.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Colette.
What is the only non-American capital city named after a U.S. president, and who is that president?
Monrovia.
Yeah.
Liberia. James Monroe.
Okay.
I thought it was Marilyn Monroe. No.
No.
Okay.
That's why I didn't get it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
All right. This is Marika, originally from San Francisco, born and raised, but now in Hayward.
Okay. Hi, Marika.
Go Hayward.
I guess. I'm calling because I wanted to try to answer the religion question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Yoruba?
Is it what?
Is it Yoruba?
Yoruba.
I never heard of that. No. That's a religion?
Yes, it's African.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, I didn't know that. No, that's not it.
Can you spell that for us? Because I'm not familiar with it. Just.
I believe it's Y-O-U-R-B-A.
Okay.
Y-O...
I think it's
Y-O-R-B-A, something like that.
U-B-A.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm sorry we didn't...
That's a good guess, though, I think. But no.
Okay.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. So last week I asked you about...
Not about elements again, please.
Chemical elements named after women.
Oh.
Nobody can answer. Can you guess? Well, no, aquarium is one of them, so that's fine. It's two left.
I thought you asked that last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the answer?
You expecting us to remember?
You're gonna beat this into the ground, aren't you?
Asked and answered, I think.
Well, no, there was. We had Curium.
You asked it last week. We didn't know it last week, and we don't know it this week. One,
if you watch Einstein's show on NPR Academy, PBS last week, it was a great show. And actually, they mentioned that great chemist. She was a German chemist, and she suffered from the Nazi.
Oh no! I'm sorry. We still don't know.
Yeah, she is. Okay, I will leave it for the audience because I'm sure a lot of people watch that show, and I would love to hear her. And also one named after her, the Greek goddess. So we'll let that fly. But my second question is, if you know the answer by the end of the show, I'll call you and tell you what the answer are. The second question is, there is four chemical elements named after a little tiny town, actually a village in Sweden.
In Sweden?
Named after the same village or four different villages?
Yeah, after the same village. Four elements. And they are not transuranium. They are actually...
Wait, how can and they all have different names?
The name is similar, but they're different elements. They're different elements.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I have no idea.
Okay, so we leave it to the audience.
Last
question. If you watched that Einstein show last week, which was really good, because I usually don't like to watch much TV, was really good. So you get to get the name of the chemist and how she suffered from the Nazi as Einstein himself. What kind of subject did Einstein get his Nobel Prize? It was not relativity or general relativity.
Yeah, I saw that show too. It was pretty good. Yeah. But at the end of it, I still didn't know what E equals MC squared.
Was it thermodynamics?
No, not thermodynamics.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. A lot of newer homes that are built, they produce energy using real heat theory.
Say that again?
PG&E. They use alternative ways.
So they use it's solar energy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what he
wanted. Solar energy based on his Nobel Prize winning theory, which actually became an application. Do you know what it is?
Oh.
What's the name of the field?
Thermodynamics.
No.
Solar energetics.
I'll give you the answer.
All right.
Photoelectric effect.
What happens
when you have the sun rays in your light fall in certain solids that emit electrons? And this is exactly what solar panels do.
All right.
So Einstein really have contributed awful lot to us in everyday
practice.
Great man.
All right. Thank you.
Hopefully somebody can answer the question about the chemistry.
I hope so, too, because I don't want to hear it again.
So to coin one of our callers' jokes years ago, I think I just won the Nobel Prize.
Yes,
for not getting the answer right. I got
the Nobel Prize.
All right, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight from, of course, the San Francisco, the well-known Bay Area author, Jerry Nachman. From Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on KALW, your local public radio station. That, of course, is 91.7 FM, as you well know because you're listening to it. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to give you the names of five... what do you call them? I don't know.
Elements.
Names of famous cities. Cities that are known as...
Like City of Light kind of.
Exactly.
All right, okay.
I'm sorry.
So city, like a nickname.
Like nicknames or modernist.
Yeah, nicknames. Yeah. That's what I was going
to
use. Okay.
All right. Try to think these things out before you...
Well, I did, but I didn't think... I thought nicknames applied to people. But right. Anyway.
You had it at rehearsal.
No, I did think it out.
At the rehearsal, that you did that very well.
Doesn't sound like it, but I think all of these out.
Okay.
What cities are known as, I'll read them all, the Big Toe.
T-O-E?
Yeah. Hmm. The White City, W-H-I-T-E. Athens of the North. It is not Petaluma. Venice of the East and the Square Mile.
And are these international cities or American?
The Big Toe, the White City, Athens of the North, and Venice of the East, and finally the Square Mile. I don't know.
Chicago was once known as the White City.
Oh, was it really? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, that was because of the electric lights during the big
right.
And, the World's Fair.
A Devil in the White City was a book about Chicago, but that's not it.
Why was it called the White
Dana
City?
Just said that.
Because of the tremendous amount of electricity that they used lighting up the fair, the World's Fair.
That's not it, huh? No, none of these are American cities.
Oh.
Okay. The White City. Well, I don't know.
And I don't know why. Maybe you do, because you're both better traveled than I am.
The Big Toe. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Probably because of its shape.
I'm sorry, the Athens. Go over the names.
The Big Toe.
Yeah.
The White City, Athens of the North, Venice of the East, and the Square Mile.
Yeah, I don't know. Venice of the East. Well, I'll take a chance on Venice of the East. Is that Hong Kong?
No.
All right. Is the Square Mile Beijing?
No.
Okay.
The Athens of the North, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And he did.
I guess that's meant in terms of learning,
you'd
probably.
Think. Yeah.
I say more cultural.
I know the Venice of the North. That's Stockholm.
is that true?
Yeah, that's what they call it anyway. Because it's built on islands, you know. Which is
why. Should get a bell for that.
No, he doesn't. That wasn't the question.
It's okay. It's a good answer.
Athens of the North.
I don't know any of these.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they're not. They're not that well known.
Yeah. All right.
That's why
you just made them up.
May we ask this? Are they all major cities?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Very much.
And
so.
What was the last one? The Square Mile.
The Square Mile.
Is that Monte Carlo by any chance?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's a good guess.
Mm-hmm. I can't figure this one out because it's the only city that I sort of know. But anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Is the Square Mile the Vatican?
No, that's a very good guess.
No.
I think one of the elements that Ede was looking for is palladium, named after Pallas Athena.
Oh, good.
I'll take that.
We'll give you a bell.
Give him a bell.
He says, I never want to hear it again.
That line is... The Sylvia Plath apartment, did Dylan Thomas live there?
Not Dylan Thomas.
That's a great guess.
Pork eaters, would you find them in China?
You would. That's the right answer.
Well,
China consumes the most pork by far.
I bet that's not per capita either. It's probably overall.
Well, it's both.
Okay.
You know, overall, they consume the most everything,
but
all these are per capita.
Okay.
You'd also find a lot of Taoists in China.
Is that the religious answer?
Yes.
A lot of what?
Taoists.
Taoism.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't hear you. No.
All right. And I have a question.
Yes.
The 20 largest cities in the United States by population, of those 20, six have names that are derived from Spanish and one from French. What are those six and the one?
Well, Detroit would be one.
Yes, that's the French.
The French? Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, just go over what you want here once more.
Okay, of the 20 largest cities in the United States by population, there are six that have names that come from Spanish, and we've got Detroit as the French.
So Los Angeles.
Yes.
San Jose.
Yes.
Miami? Is that a Spanish word?
I think San Antonio.
Yes.
That's good.
Did you say only
one was from the French?
He said one was French.
And that was Detroit.
How about San Diego?
Yes.
Okay, so we have four of the Spanish.
San Francisco?
Yes.
That's good.
Not Santa Fe.
It's in Texas.
It's not Houston. It's not Dallas.
No.
And you already said San Antonio.
Yeah.
So Waco?
No. No. Think Spanish.
We're missing something obvious here, right?
Yeah, I'm sure
it's not Corpus Christi. That's not in the top 20 or Spanish.
Fort Worth. I don't know. Fill in the blanks for us.
El Paso.
Oh yeah.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
And, Lori, it's your turn.
Last week, Dana, you asked what was the the longest running TV show that was a single word. I think there's something like that. Yes. And so it came up. And so I want to know, there's six TV shows that have a single word for its title that won the Emmy for the best dramatic series. We mentioned one of them last week. So this is, there can't be two words. So it's not The Waltons or The Defenders.
Yeah. Dallas?
Dallas never won.
Dynasty?
Never won.
What a travesty.
Yeah, one of them you mentioned right away.
Bonanza.
That never won either.
Wow. Oh, you said
for best dramatic series.
Best dramatic series.
Well, those are not really dramatic.
Well, these are script, so they only have comedy and dramatic
series.
Yeah,
I guess so it is dramatic. Okay.
Single word.
Type. Single word. A couple of them are tricky, but we'll wait till you get the basic ones. Like one's an abbreviation that looks like a word.
Oh.
Oh.
But the most of them are... We'll leave it out there. I thought Jerry would get the first one because he guessed that. So I'm looking for, according to my research, six TV series that their title is a single word won the Emmy for Best Dramatic Series at least once. Some won multiple times. I'm looking for all six of them.
Did you say Gunsmoke?
I did not.
That's one of them.
That's, okay. There you go.
Give
them
a bell. Give them the.
I think that's the one that came up last week.
It is.
How about Dragnet?
No. Okay. Shockingly, never won.
No. Yeah. The acting is so good on that show.
Gunsmoke's the oldest of them. The rest are all more recent.
Huh, okay. More recent.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. First, I was wondering if Yeats was the poet who formerly lived in Sylvia Plath.
That's correct, W.B. Yeats, yes.
I read one of her letters recently, I believe. And I don't know, this probably isn't right, but is Scientology the third most popular religion?
No.
Oh, God.
Interesting guess. No.
That is a great
Very
guess.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Very good guess.
I'm sure they'd like it to be.
Yeah.
thank God. Yeah. Not. And also the Venice of the East. Could that be Shanghai?
No.
Okay.
Good guess, but no.
Okay. And okay, so I have a couple questions for you guys.
Okay.
Since you brought up Virginia Woolf, where did Edward Albee get the he didn't come up with the title of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on his own. He saw it somewhere. Where did he see it?
Oh, was that like a graffiti?
I'll just give it to you since you basically got it.
Where?
It was graffiti on a public bathroom mirror.
Really? That's a great trivia. That's great trivia.
Not the kind of graffiti you usually see.
Exactly. This was in the 60s. This is a long time ago.
Where did it? Where
he
was
spent
it?
A few
did,
little
did
time
you
in
say
public
where it was?
Too, I understand.
Did you say where the graffiti was?
Yeah, it was in a public bathroom.
Oh, really? Was in a pro? Oh.
Yeah. At my college, we don't see that high class graffiti.
He hung out in pretty high class bathrooms.
He was hanging around. Yeah, but he just happened to notice that a little.
And then I have one more question for you. Yes. Where did the term right-hand man, where did that originate from?
Oh.
Right-hand man.
Right-hand man.
That's a great question. Is it associated with a specific person?
No.
Okay, so it's a generic term.
Would it be like a side, not sidekick, but a, I was going to say not a co-pilot, but like... someone who was driving the stagecoach and would be like the other driver.
That's good.
There was somebody else sitting in the
driver. Not like shotgun. No.
Shotgun. That's the term. Very good.
That'd be on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that's very good.
Was it the side? This is completely wild. The side that they would worry about assassins coming from, so their right hand would be more protected than their left hand?
No, you guys will never get this unless you actually saw the same documentary that I saw.
Okay, so go ahead.
I'll just tell you what it was. It was, I forget what the time period was, but it was in Chicago, I think like late 1800s or early 1900s, when the politicians would go out to greet the public. If anybody gave them trouble, they always had a man who would deal with the trouble with his right hand / fist.
Oh.
Interesting, right. Okay.
A good Chicago ethos.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. Jerry, is the Venice of the East Singapore?
What's that?
Singapore.
For which one?
Venice of the East.
For any of them.
No.
How about for the big toe, then?
I would think you might get that one, but you didn't. But you haven't.
Big How toe. About Hong Kong for the big toe?
No.
Because it kind of hangs down there like a hangnail.
No.
The big hangnail.
All right.
The big toe, even I got.
Really?
All right. So I went over the list of the Time Magazine Persons of the Year. We used to call them Men of the Year, but now they're Persons of the Year.
Yeah.
And they're all...
They're not always all, persons either.
Most of them are extremely well-known, major public figures, you know, the Pope or Hitler or Stalin, all those glamour people. And but I found a few that are not particularly well-known today. So I'm going to give you their names. I want you to
these
tell me.
These are actual people. Oh,
these are actual
like
people
groups.
Who were Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
Great this is question, one, yes.
And, or Person of the Year. And I want you to tell me what they did, okay? In other words, what their job was that got them in the public light like that. So the first one is General Hugh Johnson.
Hugh Johnson?
Hugh Johnson. General, and these are all Time Magazine's Man of the Year or Person.
General,
you want to give us
General
a year?
Hugh Johnson, 1930.
Wow.
Number two is Sung Mai Ling. Sung Mai Ling, and that is also 1930s. Number three is James Burns. That is 1940s.
B Y R?
Yes, B Y R N E S.
In 1940s?
1940s. And the last one is Harlow Curtis. That's the 1950s. Harlow Curtis.
Wow. Is Harlow Curtis a Curtis aircraft?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So, again, these were Time Magazine's Man of the Year or Person of the Year. I want you to tell me what they were famous for. And the first one is General Hugh Johnson from the 30s. Second one is Sun Mai Ling, also from the 30s. The third is James Burns from the 40s, and the fourth is Harlow Curtis from the 1950s.
The only Harlow I know is Harlow Wilcox, the great radio announcer.
Don Wilson's son was named Harlow.
Is that right?
Yes.
Don Wilson's son?
Don Wilson's son.
Oh.
Hugh Johnson have anything to do with either the Depression or the WPA projects?
In a way, yes.
Sun Mai, what was her last name?
Sun Mai Ling.
I think that's.
I assume it's a woman.
No, that's a man, isn't it? Sun Mai Ling?
No, that's a woman.
It is a woman? Okay. Apologies to all the Sues out there.
and they were the 30s, and Burns and Curtis.
Burns was the
40s,
and Harlow Curtis was the 50s.
James Burns, the 50s. God.
Boy. No, James Burns was the 40s.
40s, yeah.
This is people call in. I don't know.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. And they're all Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Jeez.
Okay.
It shows you not. It's not a guarantee of a.
Most of them are pretty famous.
Niche and posterity, isn't it?
Yeah. Is what they did famous? Like, we'll go, oh, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's a good
question. They earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were any of them inventors?
No.
Okay.
No. But they're all public figures, of course.
Were any of them artists of any kind?
No.
Okay. Oh.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Let's see, one of the answers, a TV show with one name was one of them, MASH?
Well, MASH won, but it's a comedy, and I'm looking for dramatic series.
Oh,
so MASH is on the list of one-word comedy ones. I'll ask that next
week.
So
what do we guess that are wrong? I guess that mostly
Dallas Dynasty. Dallas, those kinds of things are wrong.
Bonanza.
Bonanza, all wrong.
Gunsmoke,
all wrong. Let Sheldon go on.
Dragnet, wrong.
Okay, I have an answer for one of Eve's questions.
Thank you.
The city in Sweden, I think it's called Ytterbo, and ytterbium was one of the elements that was named after that.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You made Eve's evening.
Okay, there was a product that in the 1960s or 70s was advertised as the Magic Treat. You know what it is.
For the decades it was big.
Is this an edible product?
It's an edible product. 60s or 70s.
Is this a legal product or?
Yeah.
The magic treat.
The magic treat.
Could be anything.
And it's edible. Magic treat.
Is this something we would scoff at now as not being a treat or magical?
We probably wouldn't think it's magical, but still
is
a treat.
Is this product still around today?
Yes, I believe it is.
But they don't call it that anymore.
I haven't seen it advertised in a while.
Okay.
And it is edible, you said, huh?
Yes, definitely edible.
Go ahead.
How about Lick-A-Made?
No, that's a good one.
Lick-A-Made.
Remember that? Oh, that was
the
great.
Magic treat.
Come on.
What
is, that like, is that like
would
jello?
It give away for me to yeah. give it away too much for me to ask why what they base this claim on?
Pure hype. It had to do probably more with the packaging than anything else.
Packaging of an edible thing that's a magic treat.
I know. What about Cracker Jack?
No.
There wasn't anything magic about Cracker Jack.
Well, they had to treat it.
It was all manual labor. You had to dig through it to get that stupid
little prize. Cheesy prize. Cheesiest prize yeah. ever.
I'll give you the next line.
Yes.
As much fun to make as it is to eat.
Oh. Okay. I know. It's the popcorn. It's the Jiffy Pop.
Yes, that's it.
Jiffy. Very good.
Yes, I used to.
Great
question. Oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Is that still on the market?
Jiffy Pop.
I think it is. Yeah,
probably microwave it now.
Yeah, right.
That's good. That
Jiffy
was a magic
Pop
treat.
Popcorn. Yeah. Yes, very good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, Jerry.
Okay, Christianity and Islam are the world's two most populous religions. What is the world's third largest religious group? And what cities are nicknamed the Big Toe, the White City, Athens of the North, Venice of the East, and the Square Mile?
Okay. I'm looking for the country in which there's the most per capita consumption of turkey, and the fowl that we eat for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and the country in which has the largest per capita consumption of meat when it's all lumped together. So that'd be beef, lamb, chicken,
like a turducken country.
Yeah, I think the turducken counts. And then I'm looking for shows that won the Emmy for the best dramatic series that only have one word in the title, and we have one of them, Gunsmoke. And the rest are later in time.
After Gunsmoke. Any of
Way
them fairly
after.
Recent, like the last 20
2011
years?
Is the most recent.
2011. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
And they're all, like I say, I think they're all well-known and kind of pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
All right.
24. Well, that's
correct. Huh? I'm counting 24.
Yeah, that's a hyphenated,
yeah.
I guess. So, yeah.
I'm counting that. And that's very good. 2006.
Oh, okay.
It was the first time it won.
Oh,
so
good.
Give him a bell.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. So now we're looking for four more. And I said one's kind of an abbreviation, but that's what we call this thing all the time. So I'm counting that as a one-word thing.
What, 24?
No, I'm counting the one that's kind of an abbreviation.
Oh. All right.
It's a two-letter abbreviation.
And Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of what famous person? Somebody who is just as famous or even more famous than her. Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of what famous person? And I gave you a list of these were Time Magazine's Man or Person of the Year. Not as well known today. Tell me what they were famous for. First one, General Hugh Johnson from the 1930s. Sun Mai Ling from the 1930s also. James Burns from the 1940s. And Harlow Curtis from the 1950s. And just to, in case we skated past that too fast, what famous poet had once lived in the apartment where Sylvia Plath ended her life? That was W.B. Yeats, just in case you didn't get that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John.
I have a quiz question.
Yes.
What is the connection between a legendary 19th century opera singer and a contemporary Broadway star? Their names and what is the connection?
Their names are similar, you say, or they're not?
Similar? No, I say, what are their names? Oh. And what is the connection?
Are they related?
Yes.
So, like, okay, once the grandmother of the star, that kind of thing?
Great, what was the decade for both of them?
It's 19th century for this opera singer and contemporary for the Broadway star.
Oh,
is the opera singer a woman?
Yes.
So we need a nice. How about Jenny Lind?
No.
Okay. She wasn't really a. Well, she's more of a concert.
Contemporary.
I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
There is a giveaway in the name.
Of both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, they have the same name.
They have the same name. Okay. Oh,
he didn't say that.
One is a first name and the other is a last name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh. So think of who are all the 19th century opera singers you
Madame Schumann Hink?
Nope, not that one.
Tetrazzini,
yeah.
Tetrazzini?
Oh.
No, but at least she's a soprano.
I just enjoy saying Madame Schumann.
Is Melba Moore one of them?
No. Dame Nellie Melba.
Dame
Nellie. No.
I don't think they're
Melba
related.
Toast?
Is this performer on Broadway still performing on Broadway?
Definitely.
Definitely. Oh.
And very well known.
Oh, wait a minute. Must be
Foster. Anything to do with Foster?
Sutton Foster?
Nope.
Good guess.
All right.
Kelly O'Hara?
Nope.
Is the contemporary star a female as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what he's saying.
He did. Okay, so they're both females. Okay.
Not Kelly O'Hara, not Sutton Foster.
Is the Broadway star been around for a long time? Is it more like Rita Moreno or more like Sutton Foster?
Quite a few years.
Quite a few years.
Bernadette Peters?
No.
Good guess.
Ooh, that's
but
they're both musical.
I'll give you another hint.
Yeah.
The Broadway star is in musicals most of the time.
Right.
So it's not, how about Cheetah Rivera?
No.
Okay. Rita Moreno? I'm trying to think of ones who've been around.
She wasn't in, not on Broadway.
No.
Okay.
Let's see, who's some contemporary?
We might need a show. Can you toss us a show, or is that too going to give it away?
That would probably give it away. I can't think of a
How about Audra McDonald?
That's good.
No, she's been around a lot longer.
Okay, okay. Gee.
Gosh, I don't think we know.
Okay, well, I'll give you one last hint, and then I'll tell you.
All right.
The opera singer's last name is this performer's first name.
Okay.
I figured that.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's why I thought
Wait a minute.
Foster.
Don't let him. And
so it's not Tetrazzini. That eliminates Tetrazzini.
Let's not throw in the towel quite
yet. Yeah.
Melba, and it wasn't, although Melba Moore.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, but, yeah, that's a good guess, but that's not it.
Yeah. All right.
Very good guess, yeah. She's not still performing
now.
No.
Oh, well.
Should I tell you?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Not me, anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, the opera singer is Adelina Patti, and the performer is Patti
LuPone.
Now I can't think of it.
Patti LuPone?
Patti LuPone.
Oh.
And what was the opera singer's name again?
Adelina Patti.
Oh. And how are they related?
Patti LuPone is the great-grand-niece of Adelina Patti.
Oh, all right.
I thought you said one. Patti LuPone's name was the first name of the...
Well, Adelina
Her last Patti. Name's Patti.
No, the opera singer's
Patti. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it.
Adelina Patti.
A very inventive question.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
It is my turn.
All right. There you go.
What were the original five Campbell's soups? And you have to get four of the five to get a bell.
Well, tomato must be one.
Of course, tomato. Yes.
Chicken noodle?
No.
Come on, really?
You're close.
Okay.
Chicken and rice.
No.
Chicken.
But it must be a chicken.
It's got to be
one
chicken,
soup.
Huh?
Cream of chicken.
No, I'll give it to you. It's chicken. I don't know.
Oh, just chicken.
I don't know if it was cream or not.
All right. So
okay,
we have
so you got two. Three more. Now the hard ones.
Cream of mushroom.
No.
Oh, that's a classic.
So are they still all made by Campbell's?
One of them I don't think, I'm pretty sure is not. Two are. None of them are creams.
How about minestrone?
No.
Oh.
It's too ethnic. Let's see.
One is very boring and one is very exotic.
Exotic?
Campbell's makes an exotic soup?
Yeah, there's one that's you'll laugh when you hear it because it's not...
Cocky leaky?
It's not made anymore. What?
Cocky leaky?
No.
No.
No, not turtle.
Hot and sour?
Yeah. All right, leave it out. Repeat the question, would you, Jerry?
What were the original five Campbell soups? Our distinguished panel guessed tomato and chicken. I'm looking for the three others.
All right. Chicken and tomato.
I should be able to get these.
Must be something with beef in it. Beef barley.
No.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno, Nevada.
Hi.
Hi, and what was it, like three religions? The most
Now, the third religion? Most pop... the third largest religious group.
The third? So... Yeah, what he got two?
He gave us two.
Christianity and Islam are the first two.
How about Hinduism?
No.
How about like pagans, like non-religious people? Ooh.
That's it. Unaffiliated.
Oh.
Oh.
Very good.
Oh.
I had to just change the
very good.
Send all the emails to Jerry on that one.
What's that?
You can't count that.
Sure it is.
Unaffiliated, it could
group.
Be anything. People could be pagans. They could be...
Not declare?
The cannibals. I don't know. I mean, unaffiliated is just everything that's not one of the two.
It's a religious group. It's in every poll.
Okay.
No.
So it counts.
All right, Lynn. Thank
very
you.
Good,
back
Lynn.
Into that. Very good, Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. So in the last quarter of 2014, there was a product that was the most successful single product of all time. It raised the most money and sold the most units.
2014?
Yeah. In the last quarter of 2014, it sold 34,000 of these every hour for the entire quarter. What was the item?
Well, some tech thing, right?
I'm not even going to. You'll get it when you get it.
It has to be.
He's not even going to dignify that.
Yeah. No. But if it has to be, then guess a tech thing.
There's so many of them.
Well, this is the single most successful item ever, by far, and earned the most money, by far.
Is this affiliated with one particular company?
Yes.
Well, it's an Apple something, you know.
It might be an Apple something. What Apple something would it be?
I don't know.
Apple pie.
I'm an anti-tech. A Neanderthal.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to say the iPhone.
That's it.
That's it?
So 34,000
iPhones were sold every hour, 24 hours a day for the entire quarter.
Yeah, I believe
earning $18 billion, most money ever earned by one product.
Well, I would think they would sell that all the time at that rate almost.
Well, I think they had put out a new one then for Christmas, so I think that's what happened.
On
yeah, well,
all
they'll
right.
probably do it again
okay.
this year.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
All right.
Want another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. yeah, we have time
for
this.
How about on me?
This will be literature. So I'm looking for the we asked this before in a different way. The Shakespeare characters that have the most lines are almost all named after the title characters. So Hamlet has the most lines and Richard III has the most lines. In the top in the biggest roles by lines, in the top 11, only three are not title characters. So which untitled characters have the biggest role in Shakespeare's play? So it's not Hamlet, Richard III, Henry V, King Lear, or Othello.
Iago.
Yes, that's okay. The top one, okay, with over 1,000 lines.
Doesn't Iago have even more lines than, yeah, that's right.
I think he does, than Othello. Yeah, so I'm looking for the next two in the top 11.
Okay.
And tell people what you want. Once
so I want the characters. I'm looking for the characters with the most lines in Shakespeare's plays that aren't the title character. And Iago is the top one.
Falstaff?
No. Probably
but you're
combined
not counting,
over all the plays.
You're not counting plays that don't have a character in the title. Like As You Like It or something.
Let's see. Well, one of these plays does have a character in the title, but this is a non-titled character who has the most lines in that play. And then
like
one,
Rosalind, and As You Like.
It could be that, but it's not her.
All right.
Oh, well, Shylock.
Not Shylock. Oh. I thought it would be, but it's not. Mm.
But he is in the title, The Merchant of Venice.
Well,
no, that's not his name. Is not.
Oh,
sure.
All right.
Unnamed people. And by the way, he's not The Merchant of Venice.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
No, that's right. Yeah. People don't know that, yes.
No, they're just throwing that in for no extra right. charge.
Okay, let me see. What else?
All right, think about it. What
yeah, anyway, so we got lots out there for the folks to get.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes, just to expand on this is Kurt in San Francisco.
Hi, Kurt.
To expand on the earlier question about the little place in Sweden that has all the elements named after it.
Yes.
Just so we put this one to bed.
That
you.
Would be a great idea. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Put it to bed.
I'll tuck it in.
It's called Iterby. It's an island. And I'm a little surprised you guys didn't get these. The four elements are ytterbium, yttrium, terbium, and erbium.
Oh, I knew those. I just
those
didn't
on the
want
tip
to say.
Of my tongue as well. I didn't want to embarrass them.
Yeah, I thought they were friends. Named after Jose Iturbi.
Well, I knew you guys would appreciate this.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all. Okay,
thank you very
bye-bye.
Much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kurt.
There you go. We'll have to have a.
All right, E. There's no reason for you to call back now, I guess. Or ever ask that question again.
I have to have an element off between right. Deed and that yeah. guy.
Have them do it at home, please.
They could have lunch together.
And let's see. All right, I'll give you a quick question here. What is the longest-running Broadway show that was also a TV series? What is the longest-running Broadway show that was also a TV series?
I remember
Was it
Mama.
A Broadway show first?
That's a good guess, but no.
So what did you say?
I said, I remember Mama.
Is it a Broadway show first, or did it follow the TV show?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, so no. TV show first.
Will you tell us if it was a drama or a comedy? Oh, I know. The Odd Couple.
That's a good guess, but no.
Oh.
No. What was the longest-running Broadway show that was also a TV series?
So this was a longer-running show than The Odd Couple, obviously.
No, not necessarily. Huh. I asked for the longest-running Broadway show that was also a TV series.
And he's not saying if it was the show preceded the TV.
Right, I'm not saying which came first.
Okay. But I assume it did. That's how things usually work out.
In that way. Does it have a one-word title? Or we could
not it does not have a one-word title.
Two birds at once.
It's a comedy, drama, you're not telling us?
I'm
just looking at the time.
Nope.
Okay.
Probably a comedy.
I would think so. I think of all the ones that did that.
All right, think it over.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Okay, so first of all, the Shakespeare character with the most lines, could that be Mark Anthony?
It's not, but it's in the same play.
Okay. And then, how about Brutus?
Yes, it is Brutus.
Okay.
Very good.
And then the drama that won the Emmy with one-word titles, I was thinking Beretta, Columbo, and Dexter.
None of them won for Best Drama, at least according to my research. All very good shows.
Oh, Columbo, yeah.
Columbo.
I would think it would have.
And then the original Campbell Soups, could maybe Clam Chowder?
What's that?
Clam Chowder, no. Jerry.
No.
How about Alphabet Soup or Vegetable Soup?
That's a good guess.
Vegetable Soup.
All right, good. There you go.
So we're looking for two more.
Okay, I don't know any other. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Okay, so theoretically, Willie Mays could have had the most home runs of all time, but what prevented him from doing that?
Not hitting the most home runs.
Well, he was in the service for a couple of years, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
1952, 1953,
yeah,
he was drafted.
Yeah, right. Korea. Yeah.
Ted Williams, too. Ted Williams.
Okay, yeah,
four or five, six years.
Who came up with the name the Rat Pack?
Huh.
The Red Hat?
The Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack.
Oh, who came up with that?
Was it one of the Rat Packers?
No, it was someone Sinatra was dating at the time.
Oh, yeah. How about Angie Dickinson?
No.
But Shirley MacLaine?
No.
But somebody
she was sort of
that.
An ex officio member.
Marilyn Monroe?
No.
He never dated her.
Sinatra dated. Did he marry this person, too?
No.
Oh. Yeah, he dated a lot of people.
Okay,
he did. Huh. Was this person an actress?
Yes.
And she
She was a model who was discovered by Howard Hawks' wife. She saw her on the cover of a magazine.
How about Lauren Bacall?
Oh, Lauren Bacall.
That's it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She came up with the Rat Pack. Good for her.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Great question.
Sounds like her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
I'm sorry to call back twice in the same show.
That's all right.
I couldn't let this go by. Sung Mei-ling was one of the famous Sung sisters.
Right.
Oh.
Who were famous for marrying famous men.
Yes.
And she was better known by her husband's name as Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
That's right.
Oh.
Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
Very
good.
She shared the Time Magazine Person of the Year honors with him in, I believe, 1936.
That's right. Very good.
Thank you
so much. Good night.
Good night. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, and happy belated Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to everyone. But what I have is a quiz. So for Thanksgiving season, there's a town named after someone named Paul. I would not give the last name. But when you're in this town, in Northern California, there is four sporting games. Two are short range and two are long range. And is very close to, dedicated to Thanksgiving.
I didn't hear much of that. Could
you
go over that again?
Start that again because, okay, there's a town in Northern California named after somebody with the first name of Paul.
Yeah.
But the Paul is not in the town's name. It's the last name that is the town's name, right?
No, Paul and then dot, dot, his last name.
Like Bunyan.
Yes. Good. And when you're doing Thanksgiving, you know, it's related to Native American, sort of.
Okay.
So there's two ways to do. Gosh, now I forgot. But it's like two ways to use a weapon. Two are short range and two are long range.
I don't get
this
that.
This is a weapon question?
That's the question. What is this? Okay, so you're in a small town, and you said Paul, you know, Bunyan.
Right.
And if we relate Thanksgiving to using some sort of weapon for fun, not for, you know, any other sort, and then two for, I don't want to give it away, but two are short range and two are long range.
So this isn't necessarily a gun question. I mean, this could be like a bow and arrow sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow is a short range, yeah.
All right.
The crossbow.
Yeah, as a family, you do it for fun. Like, it's
right.
You know.
Families get together for crossbow entertainment.
Well, no, I understand.
Exactly. Yeah, you have turkey, turkey dinner.
You should see my family.
And you go in the backyard and you do the bow. And what else would you shoot short range?
Short range.
Your backyard that is safe.
Slingshot.
Yeah, that it's safe, she said.
Safe.
So it's not bow and arrow.
Water pistol.
Well, no. Short range.
A Nerf frisbee.
Yeah, you can.
A Nerf ball, yeah.
Put a big pile of wood in the backyard. And
an axe.
Yeah, tomahawk.
Okay. A
tomahawk. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
tomahawk
right.
Aiming. You, like, do the eyeball on the, I mean, the eye. On the, you know, but that's what they, you know, that's what we did during Thanksgiving. We had turkey, tomahawk, we did the bow, and then now next, what is the long range?
My brothers and I used to just throw rocks at each other, basically.
That was short range.
Yeah.
So with like a musket or a rifle. No?
Where?
Oh, gosh. We're running out of time.
There's only two places you can use those.
Bunyan?
Oh, Bunyan. Yeah, no. Let me think about this. No, you better fill in the blanks for us. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, it's Northern California, a small town, you know, you clam and chowder and yaddy yaddy. So long range.
I give up. We give up.
We give up.
Really? Okay, cool. So you either go to the shooting range, which is very safe.
Right.
And you get targets, and there's many rules, or you go hunt.
What's the name of the town? We give up.
Oh, I see. The name of the town is what we were curious about.
I don't want everybody to move out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you. No, but it's near Lassen National Park.
All right.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Thank
Good
you.
To hear you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
And
mystery question.
That was a mystery question. And next call. I know. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. A lot of
Thomas
open questions.
Hi.
White City, is that Moscow?
No, it is not.
Is the TV show ER?
Yes, that's the abbreviation.
You
thank you.
Good job.
And my only thing that's left is Prospero from The Tempest?
No, not Prospero. Great guess.
Okay, I got one, Bill. I'm good.
All right, good. All right, let's fill in the blanks here. Jerry, what do you got?
Okay, the original five Campbell soups, tomato, consomme, vegetable, chicken, and oxtail.
Oxtail, all right.
Would have never got that.
No, I don't think they still have that one.
No.
What about the
names of the cities, Jerry?
What?
The names of the cities.
Yeah, I'm there. The big toe is Rome, which would be, figure that's the end of the boot.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, I think. That's good.
The white city is Lisbon.
Okay.
Athens of the north is Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. All right.
Venice of the east is Bangkok. And this one I don't understand. The square mile is London.
Huh. Oh, that's the financial, that's the city, that's the financial district of London.
Oh, okay, thank you.
The country that eats the most turkey is, believe it or not, Israel. The country that eats the most meat per capita is Luxembourg. The character from Shakespeare who's not a title character has the most lines in the top 11 is Vincentio of Measure for Measure. Mm-hmm. And the six shows that have one-word titles that won for best drama that we don't have, 30-something, Lost, and Homeland.
Okay. Virginia Woolf was the granddaughter of William Makepeace Thackeray.
Oh.
Believe it or not, William Makepeace Thackeray. The longest-running Broadway show that was also a TV series, Life with Father.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you asked that once. We still didn't get it.
No, all right. And these people were Time Magazine's Man of the Year, Person of the Year. General Hugh Johnson was the head of the NRA, the National Recovery Act.
Oh.
Not the National Rifle Association. James Burns was Secretary of State under Harry Truman. And Harlow Curtis was the head of GM in its big boom times in the 50s. So, anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was One on Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from Davo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thank you.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. Thanks, everybody. Please join us next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Or the other. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that.
KLW is a media sponsor for the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, which presents its 2015-16 Arts and Ideas season, featuring noted authors, speakers, and performing artists. On December 9th, join style blogger Ari Seth Cohen for a film, fashion show, and discussion of why older women continue to inspire him, and why you're never too old to be gorgeous. That's Wednesday, December 9th.